All right, get your Bibles and let's open them to Psalm number 116. Now, tandaan natin yung Psalms 113 hanggang 118 is what we call the Hallel Psalms or the Praise Psalms. And so we're going to conclude the Hallel Psalms of book number 5. And then we'll go to the greatest, the longest chapter, Psalm 119, next Wednesday, Lord willing. All right? So for now, Psalm number 116. This is a psalm of devotion, of love and thanksgiving because of God's deliverance, God's great deliverance. But Psalm number 116, we'll just read the first verse and then we'll ask the Lord in to bless our study in prayer, and then we'll continue studying. Psalm 116, verse number 1. I love the Lord because He hath heard my voice and my supplications. Let's pray and ask God to bless. And Father, we thank You, Lord, for the Psalms. We thank You that they reflect a heart of praise and thanksgiving for Your loving kindness and goodness and answers to prayer, Your deliverance over against our enemies and over against Your enemies, Lord. And we just ask God that You continually bless us, not because of who we are, what we've done, but because of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we just ask that Your wisdom would guide us, Lord, as we look into this Psalter, Lord. We ask Your hand of blessing upon us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So Psalm number 116, the first four verses deal with dangers and the reason why we ought to be thankful to God for the deliverance that He's given us. So verse 5 to 9 will be the deliverance, the divine deliverance. Verse 10 to 15 or 14 will be the devotion, the reasons why we should be thanking God, and our willingness to make changes and to implement changes based upon God's grace and mercy. So pag binigyan ka ng biyaya ng Diyos, ang proper response ay pagpupuri at pagganap ng ating mga tungkulin dahil sa kanyang grasya. And then verse 15 to 19 is the delight or the joy that comes from God's deliverance. So let's look at this here real quick. There are many reasons why we should praise the Lord, but one of the important reasons we should be praising Him is because we go through a lot of testings and trials, and we go through a lot of danger, spiritual danger, physical danger, health danger, financial danger. We go through a lot of distress in life, and God's grace enables us and sustains us even though sometimes we go through distress because of our own sins. But yet God's grace is sustaining us, upholding us. I love the Lord. Why? Because He heard my voice and my supplications. Let me ask you a question. Do you pray? Nananalangin ka ba talaga? Naririnig ba ng Diyos ang iyong boses at ang iyong mga prayer requests? Well, what's amazing to me is that when a born-again believer prays, that God listens. God wants to hear our voice and our supplications. Verse number 2, because He hath inclined His ear unto me, therefore will I call upon Him as long as I live. Amen. So we walk in faith and we'll die in faith. Okay, believing. We'll always hold on to the our prayer life all through our life. So important. Verse 3 is the first sign of distress. Ito yung kapighatian ni David that David felt. He said, the sorrows of death come past me. Oh, sorrows of death. Anong sorrows of death? Yung kalungkutan, kahirapan ng kamatayan ay surrounded si David. Biro mo, as king, he has seen soldiers die. He has seen citizens die. Death has come past him. He sees people dying left and right. And he's a target as a king. I'm sure the Philistines wanted to kill him, assassinate him. And yet, the Lord spared his life, you see. And so it is as us as Christians, we live in the valley of the shadow of death. We do. Here on earth, death will come upon every one of us. Unless the Lord Jesus Christ raptures us to be with him forever. There will be one generation of Christians who will not taste death, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And of course, we look forward to, hopefully we're that. But if not, we see our loved ones die. We see friends die. We hear of relatives dying. And death is compassing us about. And what's the proper response? Prayer, you see. Lifting our hearts up to the Lord in prayer. Compass me. The pains of hell, this is another thing. The pains of hell get hold upon me. Yung gat, ibig sabihin ng gat, found me. Nasugpuan ako ng pains of hell. This is the word hell, of course, referring to the grave. The sorrows of death and the pains of hell are parallel. They found me. They got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. So what do you do when you find trouble and sorrow, or when trouble and sorrow find you? Verse 4 is the proper response. Then called I upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. That's something you can pray about. Lord, deliver me from this. Lord, deliver my loved one. Lord, deliver my friends from this. And so this is the Christian response to troubles and sorrow is prayer. Do not neglect prayer. Verse 5, gracious is the Lord and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low. He helped me. You see? Return unto thy rest, O my soul. So the soul can become restless because of trouble and sorrow. Okay? What is depression? That is the unresting of the soul. And see, it's amazing how the Bible describes sorrow and trouble. And returning us to the Lord. Don't ever forget the Lord. Call upon Him. And the resting of our soul is upon the Lord. For the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears. Here's another expression of sorrow. Mine eyes from tears, my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Here's another motivation. Not just prayer, but desire to walk before the Lord. I will walk before the Lord. I will not forget to praise Him. I will not forget to thank Him. And I will serve Him. Kahit na mahirap, I will. So this is a matter of the will. And so, will to do God's will? That's a good question. Verse number 10. I believe, therefore I have spoken. I was greatly afflicted. This is really David describing troubles and sorrow. I said in my haste, all men are liars. So David came to the conclusion, all men are liars. So let me ask you a question. Are all men liars? Well, generally speaking, biblically speaking, yes. All men are liars. There's only one person who has never lied. Who is that? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Is God, God Almighty. God is not a man that he should lie. All right? So better to trust in the Lord. And that's, we're going to get there when we get to the middle psalm. Verse number 12, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? Ito, Anong gagawin ko dahil sa biyaya na binigay sa akin ng Diyos? What should I do because God has given me grace and strengthened me? So now David's going to unpack, what do you do? Well, there's a lot you can do. First, you can love God. You ought to love God because of His grace. Look at verse number 1. I love the Lord. So you can love God because of His grace. Number 2, you can call upon the name of the Lord. Verse number 2, which we read already. Look at verse 13. Verse 13, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Look at verse number 17. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. I will call upon the name of the Lord. Here's another thing you can do. You can love God. You can call upon His name. You can pray. Because of His grace, you can love Him and pray. Here's another thing that you can do. You can rest in the Lord. You can rest in the Lord. Verse number 7, return unto thy rest, O my soul. Hey, listen, when you're going through trouble and sorrow, you should pray, Lord, you promise rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give thee rest. Lord, my soul needs rest. And I'm asking you, Lord, for that rest upon my soul. If you pray that, do you think God will answer your prayer? He promised rest. You need rest. Verse number 7. Here's another thing you can do because of the grace of God. You can walk worthy of your calling. According to verse number 9, verse number 9, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. You can fulfill your vows of thanksgiving. Fulfill the vows of thanksgiving. Look at verse 13. Well, we read that. Let's look at verse 14. Verse 14. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all His people. So, ano itong vows unto the Lord? I will pay my vows. What did you vow before the Lord? Well, did you say sometime, I'm going to praise the Lord no matter what happens? So, when do you pay that vow? In the congregation. So, pag testimony time, ihanda mo na yung testimony mo of praise and thanksgiving. Para hindi papasok tayo, mag-iisip ko pa lang doon kung anong isi-share mo. No, come with a heart of praise and thanksgiving. Meron tayong utang sa Diyos. Ano yung utang natin sa Kanya? What do we owe God? We owe Him praise and thanksgiving. And so you have to pay your vow unto the Lord in the presence of all His people. Kaya huwag kayong matakot tumayo at magpatotoo. It's very, very Christian to stand and to praise God and to thank Him publicly. And so masanay kayo doon. Look at verse number 15. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. So hanggang buong buhay, hanggang kamatayan. Hey, let's learn to do this. We're all going to die anyway. Why don't we all die in faith? We started our Christian life in faith. We proceed and continue our Christian life in faith. And you know what? When we die in faith. And those who die in faith, the Bible says, precious is in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. Why? Because when you close your chapter on earth, you begin a new chapter, the eternal chapter, forever with the Lord, never to be separated from Him again. Verse 16, O Lord, I am truly Thy servant. Here's something you can do. You can serve the Lord. Serve the Lord. Sometimes when you're going through trouble and sorrows, it's best to look at others who are going through troubles and sorrows. And when you can help others, boy, it makes you feel good. It makes you feel like God could use you. You know, the greatest servants that God uses are those servants who have suffered great, great losses and great hurts. Powerful yung mga servants ng Panginoon na dumaan sa napakahirap na experiences. Sila yung hinahanap. Sila yung kinakausap. Brad, sis, paano mo na lampasan yan? Tulungan mo naman ako. Why? Because they've gone through something. The greatest servants are the most hurting servants. They have learned to take their hurt and bring it before the Lord. And they have discovered the grace of God that sustains them. I am thy servant. I am thy servant, the son of thine handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. There's another thing you can do. You can be thankful. Now, you can be thankful in sorrow and in trouble, but that doesn't mean you are thankful for sorrow and for trouble, okay? So I'm not saying, you know, if you have cancer, you say, well, I thank the Lord for cancer. No, I thank the Lord that even if I have cancer, I could still praise Him and thank Him. The cancer is a challenge. It's a testing. So, be thankful, the sacrifice of thanksgiving. I will call upon the name of the Lord. Verse 18, similar. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all His people. As a refrain, of course, this is musical. So, rinipit yung chorus dyan. Verse 19, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. And so it closes the psalm of devotion, love, and thanksgiving. All right, let's look at Psalm number 117. Psalm number 117. Ito yung pinaka short sa lahat ng psalms. Dalawang verses lang. Pero alam mo, may kasabihan. Short but sweet. Short but sweet. And so, ang intention ng Psalm 117, bagamat hindi siya mahaba, napakadakila ang dahilan kung bakit dapat natin siyang i-praise. Kasi kasama tayo doon. We see ourselves in Psalm 117 because we are not Jewish. God intended to save more than just the nation of Israel, more than just the Jews. God wanted to save the Gentiles, and that is who we are. So it begins with praise and it ends with praise as an inclusio in verses 1 and 2. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. That's us. All you people groups. That includes Filipinos, Americans, Russians, and Ukrainians that are warring against each other. God wants to save. Praise Him, all ye people, for His merciful kindness is great toward us. Wow, what a motivation to praise Him. His chesed, His covenant kindness. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. The truth is the preservation of God's holy word. It's preserved and it endures forever. So, malaking, if you have a copy of the Word of God, the King James Bible, the Masoretic text, the Textus Receptus, that's a praise of God that we have His inspired and preserved words. We are not worthy of that, but God made us worthy of it and saw fit to give us His word. And so His truth endureth forever. Forever. Alam mo, ang the best na dapat manahin ng mga kabataan sa atin, yung word of God. That's the best thing you can give young people, is the word of God. Because it endures forever. So long after we're gone, the truth of the word of God will continue if we teach it diligently to our children and to our young people. So we have a huge task ahead of us. But praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. And so it continues the Hallel Psalms. All right. Itong Psalm 117 ay kasama sa Genesis chapter 3. Go over to Genesis chapter 3. Actually, Genesis chapter 12, sorry. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3. So boys, sa Sunday school, di ba, ito yung memory, verse memory natin. We learned this for an entire 2 months, I believe. We had this as a verse memory. Now the Lord, verse 12, chapter 12, verse 1, Genesis 12, 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house to a land that I will show thee. So ang pangako ng Diyos kay Abraham, meron siyang lupa, land. And I will make thee a great nation. So, expand niya yung land na yan. Magiging malaking bansa sila. And I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Yan ang spiritual blessing. So, may lupa, gagawin siyang maraming bansa, yung seed promise nandoon. Tapos, yung blessing, yung spiritual blessings, kapatawaran ng kasalanan, buhay na walang hanggan. And verse number 3, and I will bless them that bless thee. So, how do we bless Abraham? Well, we receive the Old Testament, the Word of God. That's a way to bless Abraham. And if you bless Abraham, God will bless you, you see. And curse him that curseth thee. That's why Balaam could not, if he cursed Israel, he would be cursed himself, you see. And this promise is still true today. So we are not anti-Semitic, anti-Semites. Shem is the father of the Shemites, Israel. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So let me ask you a question. Is your family blessed? My family is blessed because of Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. I don't have the land promise. That doesn't belong to me as a Gentile. I don't have the seed promise, really. That belongs to Israel. But I have the blessing, the spiritual blessing. That belongs to everyone who will repent of sin and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You believe in the Messiah, the Savior, Jesus Christ, from Abraham's lineage. Anyway, so Psalm 117 expands on that promise. All right, let's go to Psalm 118. Psalm 118, ito yung inclusio of thanksgiving. So it begins with thanks in verse number 1, and it ends in thanks in verse number 28. And so this is a psalm of thanksgiving. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. His mercy endureth forever. Let Israel, tatlo yung bahagi nito. Israel, Aaron, at saka lahat. So you'll see these three characters always mentioned here. Israel, Aaron, and all that fear the Lord. So let Israel now say, His mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that His mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that His mercy endureth forever. God has a plan for everyone who trusts in Him, who fear Him. And I called upon the Lord in distress, and the Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. And so yan ang pinaka center psalm sa English Bible natin. So in the English Bible, that Psalm 118 verse 8 is the center of the entire English Bible. And what a great summary. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. And so, yan ang problema. This is the heart problem of man. Ang confidence natin sa kapwa-tao, imbis na sa Panginoon. And the Bible constantly pushes us to trust in the Lord, not in man. Verse 9, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. So this is a type of man, is princes. Those that are in charge, those that are in leadership, they like your confidence, but no, our confidence is never in a prince or a ruler. It is always in the Lord. Princesses and rulers can fail. Hello? They're just humans. They fail too. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. Don't forget, David was a king, a military leader, and he trusts in the Lord to conquer his enemies. And by the way, basahin mo yung 2 Samuel chapter 11, 1 hanggang 11. Lahat ng mga kaaway ni David nadaig niya. Bakit? Dahil umaasa siya sa Panginoon. Kailan lang pumalpak yung kingdom ni David? Noong nakiapid siya kay Bathsheba Nagkasala siya kay Bathsheba, nagkasala siya kay Uriah, nagkasala siya sa sanggol nila, nagkasala siya sa Diyos, nagkasala siya sa bansang Israel, and from 2 Samuel chapter 11 hanggang katapusan, pabagsak na ang kaharian ni David. Why? Because of sin. And so, it's a sad testimony, but it's a reality. Now, by the way, God still forgave David. Amen. And by the way, David repented of sin. And God restored him. But let me tell you something. The consequences of sin, God did not remove. So the repentance of the sinner and the mercy of God does not remove the consequence of sin. Remember that. Verse 11, they compass me about, yea, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about like bees. I like the metaphors of Scripture, the examples of bees. Have you ever experienced being compassed by bees? I've had compassed by wasps and bees and ants. They're never good. They are quenches the fire of thorns. Why, they do feel like fire of thorns, I'll tell you. For in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. So the right hand of the Lord is the place of authority and power. And prayer reminds us of who's in charge. And it is the place of authority and power, is the throne room of God. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. When I had COVID pneumonia, I was 5 days in the hospital. I thought about, well, if God takes my life, then my journey is done and my work is over. But apparently, God preserved my life. And so, what do I do? Well, I will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. So I have a reason to preach and teach and declare the works of the Lord. And so do you, if you are still here. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. You see how merciful God is? Kahit sa pagpalo ng Diyos, meron pa rin siyang grasya. Open to me the gates of righteousness, and I will go in unto them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord, into which the righteous shall enter, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone. Now, this is messianic, verse 22. David turns to the Messiah, and he sees the Messiah. Nakikita niya si yung rejection ng Panginoong Jesucristo. Kasi sa Matthew chapter 21, in-apply ni Jesus Christ yung verse 22 sa kanyang sarili. And so, Jesus applies verse 22 to himself in Matthew chapter 21. Let's go there. Matthew 21, page 842 sa sample Bible. 842. Matthew chapter 21. Matthew 21 and verse 42. Matthew 21 and verse 42. Jesus saith unto them, did ye never read the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. And so, saan niya nakuha yun? Dito pala sa Psalm 118, verse 22. The stone which the builders refuses become the head of the stone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And so we rejoice in that. Verse 25, save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, and send now prosperity. Now, yung verse 26 is another messianic psalm. And Jesus saw the fulfillment of this when he entered into Jerusalem triumphant entry, the week of his passion, and how people called him Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed be the name of the Lord. Ayan, verse 26, blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. So, yung verse 26, makikita mo yan sa Matthew 21. Let's go to Matthew 21. We were in Matthew 21. At tingnan mo ang verse number 9. Matthew 21 verse number 9. Matthew 21:9. And the multitudes that went before that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And so, Hosanna means deliver me, deliverance. So anyway, but that was fulfilled in Jesus Christ. So David knew about the Messiah, and of course Jesus applied this to himself. Verse 27, God is the Lord which has showed us light, and bind the sacrifice with cords even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, and I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. So David mentions these, yung gates of the Lord. Nehemiah also mentions this. Nehemiah mentions this. Let's go to Nehemiah chapter 6. Nehemiah chapter 6, page 436. Nehemiah chapter 6. He mentions a lot of the language in Psalm 116. And of course, let's see here. Nehemiah. Chapter 6, verse 16. Chapter 6, verse 16, page 436. Nehemiah 6:16. And it came to pass that when all our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were about us saw these things, they were much cast down in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was wrought of our God. That is a key phrase in verse 25. Verse 25, Psalm 118, it says here, Save, I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. This is the work of the Lord. Ano yung ginawa ni Nehemiah? What was Nehemiah doing? He was building the walls of Jerusalem, reestablishing Jerusalem's security. And so he had referred to the work of the Lord, which is building the walls. Go to Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 11. Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 11. Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 11. O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name and prosper. I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer. So looking to the Lord for prosperity, for to prosper. Yan ang verse number 25. It's the same idea in verse Psalm 118, verse 25. Tingnan mo ang Nehemiah chapter 8. Nehemiah chapter 8. Verse 14. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 14. Page 439. Nehemiah 8:14. They found written in the law, which the Lord hath commanded by Moses, that the children of Israel should dwell in booths in the feast of the seventh month. Let's see, verse number 16. So the people went forth and brought them and made themselves booths, and everyone upon the roof of his house, and in their courts, and in the courts of the house of God, and in the street of the water gate, yung mga gates, and in the street of the gate of Ephraim, all the congregation of them which were come out of captivity made booths, and sat under booths, for since the days of Jeshua, that be Joshua, the son of Nun, unto this day hath not the children of Israel gone to do so. And there was very great gladness. So the gates that were mentioned in, let's see here, verse number 26. Well, yun, the house of the Lord, nandun yung house of the Lord sa verse 26. But let's see here, where's the gates? Ayon, verse 19. open to me the gates of righteousness. And then verse 20, this gate of the Lord, which is the righteousness shall enter, which the righteous shall enter. So Nehemiah refers to celebrating the Lord outside by the gates in booths. And so what am I saying here? David composed this psalm celebrating deliverance. Nehemiah celebrates deliverance, being able to build the wall and serve the Lord, serving Him with gladness. Tingnan mo ay Nehemiah, okay, so we saw that in verse 17. And there was very great gladness. There was very great gladness. So go to Psalm 118. Where's the gladness here? Look at verse 21. Verse 21. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and art become my salvation. Verse 24. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Be glad because of God's deliverance. Verse 28. Thou art my God, I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. And so focusing on the Lord, Nehemiah has motivations for gladness. David praises God for his deliverance. Nehemiah praises God for deliverance. And the Lord Jesus Christ applies this to himself because God did not suffer his righteous one to see corruption. Yes, Jesus died, but 3 days and three nights, Jesus Christ rose again from the dead. And we have great reason to praise Him, to praise the Lord for our salvation. So, ang buhay Kristiyano ay buhay deliverance. So God is in the process of delivering us. What's the last enemy? What's the Christian's final enemy? Death. And the moment na dumating yung death sa atin, it's the same moment that God scoops down and delivers us. And so we will have great joy. God's deliverance is the occasion of our thanksgiving. Let's pray and ask the Lord to bless them. Father in heaven, we thank you for these psalms of praise, the Hallel Psalms from 113 to 118, and how it bears. We need to meditate on these truths and how it helps us in troubles and sorrows. The praise of God protects us, preserves us, and guides us, really. The focusing on the Lord instead of the troubles encourages our hearts. So, Lord, we pray that we would walk in obedience to you, Lord, from the truths that we learn in Scripture tonight. We ask your hand of blessing upon us now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you.